From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast on online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. Indonesia clocked highest economic growth among G20 members. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani optimistic no significant impact of UK crisis on Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo highlighted that Indonesia recorded the highest economic growth among countries and regions of the G20 forum members, thereby indicative of the nation's continued recovery. With this achievement, the head of state invited all parties to be optimistic about the promising trend of Indonesia's economic recovery. Despite the countries facing uneasy global challenges, he insisted that there would be a way to overcome every problem. President Jokowi affirmed while attending the 2023 economic presentation in Jakarta on Thursday. Next, we have Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati, who has expressed optimism that the Indonesian economy is still strong to deal with the impact of the increasingly severe crisis in the United Kingdom. She assessed that the economic pressures experienced by the UK were caused by its government's policies. The condition, she ensured, will not cause a significant impact on the Indonesian economy. Moreover, the government continues to maintain its fiscal consolidation policy in a bid to keep the state revenue and spending budget at healthy status. The Indonesian government is drafting regulations to lay the legal basis for supporting investment and businesses and issuing business permits in the new Indonesian capital of Nusantara, or IKN. As a project which has strategic value for the national economy, the new Indonesian capital will offer interesting facilities to investors. Therefore, they are expected to be drawn to invest in the new capital. Coordinator of the new Indonesian Capital Information and Communication Team, Sidik Pramono, said in a press statement released in Samarinda, Kalimantan on Thursday, the Indonesian new capital authority will go ahead with its plan for market sounding. President Joko Widodo is expected to lead the market sounding to promote a variety of investment projects in the new Indonesian capital and listen to the aspirations of investors. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture stated its readiness to fulfill the export requirements of porang flour to China to increase sales of porang products from Indonesia. This was said by the Middle Plain Quarantine Analyst of the Agricultural Quarantine Agency of the Ministry of Agriculture, Aprida Kristin, in a statement on Thursday. Aprida explained that currently there are many exporters of porang flour whose export permits have not been approved by the Chinese government through the General Administration of Customs of the People's Republic of China. Now we move to the international news. Six people were injured in a mass shooting at an Oakland public school in the western U.S. state of California, the San Francisco Bay Area City's police chief said on Thursday. The shooting occurred at 12:45 p.m. Wednesday local time at Rootsdale Newcomer High School. The victims were two students, a counselor, a security guard, and two people working at the school. According to the police, one or more of the shooters likely used handguns with large-capacity ammunition magazines holding more than 10 bullets apiece, which are now banned in California. The United States has issued a condemnation of North Korea's third missile launch in 5 days as it reaffirmed its commitment to the security of South Korea. The U.S. State Department issued the position on Thursday after South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff said it detected two short-range ballistic missiles fired from the Suncheon area of South Pyongyang province shortly after U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris departed from South Korea. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said in a telephone press briefing, the U.S. condemns all recent ballistic missile launches by North Korea. We end the news with Australia that will end mandatory COVID isolation from next month. Currently, anyone who tests positive to the virus must isolate for 5 days, but that will end from October 14. At times nicknamed Fortress Australia, the country has had some of the strictest restrictions in the world since the pandemic began. Mandatory isolation had been one of the few restrictions remaining. Australia's chief medical officer, Professor Paul Kelly, said the decision doesn't in any way suggest that the pandemic is finished, but the emergency phase of it is probably over. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Today's commentary is on Europe hits recession. The Russo-Ukrainian war has yet to show any signs of ending. The protracted conflict has caused the economies of the countries in this continent to become increasingly bleak. The head of the European Central Bank, ECB, Christine Lagarde, in a speech to the European Parliament Wednesday on September 28, said the forecast for the European The forecast for the European economy was getting bleak and that business activity was expected to slow down in the next few months for sure. Meanwhile, high prices for energy and food fueled by Ukraine's war have weakened consumer purchasing power. According to her, next year will be a difficult year and the output of the first 3 months of 2023 will be negative, which is one definition of a recession. The shadow of the European recession was exacerbated by the news from Germany. The country's largest economy is sending a recession signal. The IFO or IFO Business Confidence Survey, which is the country's leading indicator of the economy, showed a decline for 4 consecutive months. High inflation, triggered by rising natural gas prices, put pressure on consumers' purchasing power and put a heavy burden on businesses. The index compiled by the IFO Institute fell from 88.5 points in August to 84.3 points in September. Recession was also starting to be felt in the UK. The Guardian newspaper reported that a school in Lewisham, London, said a child pretended to eat out with an empty lunchbox because he did not qualify for a free lunch at school, but also didn't want his friends to know there was no food in his house. In addition, last week, humanitarian organizations informed the Observer newspaper that they had difficulty meeting the demands of families who were unable to feed their children. The recession that occurred in Europe can certainly have an external impact, and Indonesia is no exception. The Indonesian government must be aware of and anticipate the possible impact of economic turmoil in Europe. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, while attending the 22nd Indonesia Economic Bachelors Association or ISEI plenary session and national seminar in Jakarta last month, also signaled the need to be aware of the global economic slowdown. According to him, several challenges lie ahead, including when the global level of inflation in European countries and the United States breaks above 8%. Hopefully, the shadows of a recession or economic slowdown in Europe can be quickly overcome so that it does not become a global recession. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history begins with September 30, 1965. Indonesian Communist Party kidnapped and killed 6 officers and 1 army officer. September 30, 1965 became an important record in the history of Indonesia. The September 30th movement, or better known as G30S PKI, was a coup attempt. This movement aims to overthrow the government of President Sukarno, and once the Indonesian government become a communist government, the movement was led directly by the NID, who was then chairman of the Indonesian Communist Party. Turning to September the 30th, 1966, Bechuanaland, a protectorate of Great Britain, declares independence. One of the protectorates of Great Britain, Bechuanaland, declared its independence. The country's name was later changed to the Republic of Botswana. Previously, Botswana had been controlled by the British since the 1700s. At midnight on September 30, 1966, Botswana's new flag was first flown. Today in history ends with September 30, 2009. An earthquake measuring 7.6 rocked West Sumatra. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.6 shook waters near West Sumatra. The earthquake occurred around 5 p.m. The disaster left 1,117 people dead and almost 3,000 people injured. Meanwhile, more than 200,000 houses were heavily or moderately damaged due to the earthquake. That was today in history.
VOA International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
I can feel the sun.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is My Indonesia. The title of My Indonesia for today's edition is Indonesian tourism must be stronger and bring more welfare for the people. President Joko Widodo asked the tourism stakeholders to make the sector stronger and bring more welfare for the people. That was stated by the president in his virtual remark during the 42nd World Tourism Day in Bali on Tuesday. The event was streamed on UNWTO official YouTube channel as observed by Antara News Agency. According to the president, the COVID-19 pandemic is subsiding and that can be felt by Indonesia, namely through the spike of international tourist visits. The total visits in the beginning of this year had reached 2 times compared to the same period in 2021. The president said a similar pattern happened in other countries. This showed that human connectivity began showing its recovery. However, the president affirmed that there are still many global challenges faced by the tourism sector. Severe inflation in some countries, expensive transportation fuel, unfinished geopolitical conflict, and climate change have affected all lines of the people's life. All those challenges must be faced with creativity, innovation, and global cooperation. Therefore, President Joko Widodo said the tourism sector must stay oriented to the inclusive and sustainable global economy. The tourism sector, according to the president, must also be eco-friendly, sustainably preserving the local cultures and involving local people's active role. To create a stronger and more prosperous tourism sector, the president affirmed the stakeholders must prioritize a quality and sustainable tourism recovery. According to the president, redesigning the tourism sector needs hard work by all. All stakeholders must seek a way to mitigate the changes caused by the rapid global development and make the future of the tourism sector more ready, stronger, and better. The president also appreciated the trust given by UNWTO for Indonesia to host the peak commemoration of the 42nd World Tourism Day. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi masho. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
masa ini.
Tak pernah padamkan rinduku.
Namun sebaliknya rasa sayangku tercurahkan semua hanya untukmu. Satu untukku.
Saya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me, you're the one for me,
you're the one for me,
baby.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, when you travel to Roto Island, East Nusa Tenggara, you will see most of the men wear a typical hat called til langga. This white-shaped hat made of palm leaf has its own meaning for the local people of Rote. The distinctive characteristic of this hat is a horn-like unicorn, which is 40 to 60 centimeters high. The horn is often referred to as the antenna, which has 9 levels. Etymologically, the term Ti Langga comes from the Lote language or Termanu dialect, which means head. This term was then used to refer to a type of hat woven from palm leaf or Borassus flabilaver. Since past time, Ti Langga has only two types, namely the type of stingray and the type of turtle. But in its development, almost every kingdom or nusak on the island of Rote has a different type of Ti Langga. Some types of Ti Langga are known, namely Ti Langga dosela, or a type of hat with raw leaves. Ti Langga tulotu, or a type of hat with fine leaves. Ti Langga aanguk, or a type of hat with long leaf. Ti Langga bebelak, or a type of hat which is flat on the top. Ti Langga buuhak, a type of head that is square in shape. Tiilanga buukwak, a type of head with a poor sharp back end. Tiilanga pisak, a type of head with rot leaf used in everyday life. And tiilanga musu, a type of head with upright leaf that is only worn during war. Tiilanga has a life philosophy for the people of Rote Ndau, which is expressed in every part. The distinctive characteristic of Tiilanga is that there is a crest that is 40 to 60 centimeters high. The crest consists of 9 levels, and each level has 2 indentations. The number of each crest is 18 indentations, which symbolize the number of kingdoms or nusaks on the island of Rote. The 18 indentations on the crest are split by a straight line that symbolizes balance. At the top of Tiilanga body, there is a straight line which serves to strengthen the crest tight until the back symbolizes equality. At each edge of the Tiilanga, there are many leaf tips that are neatly arranged and united by 3 circles. The ends of the leaf depict the Rote people who are united in a strong governmental structure. The strength of the system is indicated by circling 2 lines in a circle to tighten the leaf tip reins on the edge of the Tiilanga. Besides, there is a pet Tiilanga in which its front section functions as tribute to everyone you meet, and a strap that serves to tighten the Tiilanga when it is attached above to symbolize strength and courage. Its Tiilanga is made in such a way as to symbolize the characteristics of a man of Rote who has a role model to be a leader. In general, Tiilanga means the strength and honor of a Rote man. Everyone who wears Tiilanga can display leadership traits that can unite, respect, keep secrets, and protect the people of Rote. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Sadar sebelum ku
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, when you travel to Roto Island, East Nusa Tenggara, you will see most of the men wear a typical hat called Tiilanga. This white-shaped hat made of palm leaf has its own meaning for the local people of Rote. The distinctive characteristic of this hat is a horn-like unicorn, which is 40 to 60 centimeters high. The horn is often referred to as the antenna, which has 9 levels. Etymologically, the term Tiilanga comes from the Lote language or Termanu dialect, which means head. This term was then used to refer to a type of hat woven from palm leaf or Borassus flabilaver. Since past time, Tiilanga has only two types, namely the type of stingray and the type of turtle. But in its development, almost every kingdom or nusak on the island of Rote has a different type of Tiilanga. Some types of Tiilanga are known, namely Tiilanga dosela, or a type of hat with raw leaves, Tiilanga tulotu, or a type of hat with fine leaves, Tiilanga aanguk, or a type of hat with long leaf, Tiilanga bebelak, or a type of hat which is flat on the top, Tiilanga buuhak, a type of hat that is square in shape, Tiilanga buukwak, a type of hat with a poor shape back end, Tiilanga pisak, a type of hat with rod leaf used in everyday life, and Tiilanga musu, a type of hat with upright leaf that is only worn during war. Tiilanga has a life philosophy for the people of Rote Ndau, which is expressed in every part. The distinctive characteristic of Tiilanga is that there is a crest that is 40 to 60 centimeters high. The crest consists of 9 levels, and each level has 2 indentations. The number of its crest is 18 indentations, which symbolize the number of kingdoms or nusaks on the island of Rote. The 18 indentations on the crest are split by a straight line that symbolizes balance. At the top of Tiilanga body, there is a straight line which serves to strengthen the crest tight until the back symbolizes equality. At each edge of the Tiilanga, there are many leaf tips that are neatly arranged and united by 3 circles. The ends of the leaf depict the Rote people who are united in a strong governmental structure. The strength of the system is indicated by circling 2 lines in a circle to tighten the leaf tip rings on the edge of the Tiilanga. Besides, there is a pet Tiilanga in which its front section functions as tribute to everyone you meet, and a strap that serves to tighten the Tiilanga when it is attached above to symbolize strength and courage. Its Tiilanga is made in such a way as to symbolize the characteristics of a man of Rote who has a role model to be a leader. In general, Tiilanga means the strength and honor of a Rote man. Everyone who wears Tiilanga can display leadership traits that can unite, respect, keep secrets, and protect the people of Rote. That's Indonesian wonder.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Tanah Toraja, South Sulawesi, entitled Sang Maneku Tumangla. This song narrates about cattle herders in Tanah Toraja who gather in meadows, releasing their cattle to eat while they play together. Here is Ivan Suwadi featuring Resti Putri and Adek with the regional song entitled Sang Maneku Tumangla.
Is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know, I know.
You could say I'm dragging for a show. I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. Know that I hear ya. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't.
Talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I know.
Still stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. I know. You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. So shut up and go.
Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Cause I don't mind.
It's gonna be, you'll be you and I'll be me. This is how it is, you'll be you and I'll be me.
Yes, I don't,
you don't,
we don't
mind it, no.
Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't.
Show the world you're as bright as the sun. We deserve to
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.